January 29th, 1893. Formality, not organization, an evil. Ellen G. White. Evil does not result from organization, but because of making organization everything, and vital godliness of little moment. When form and machinery take the preeminence, and a laborious task is made of carrying on the work that should be done in simplicity, evil will result, and little will be accomplished in proportion to the effort put forth. The object of organization is just the reverse of this, and should we disorganize, it would be like tearing down that we might build up. Evil results have been seen both in the Sabbath school work and in the missionary society because of making much of machinery, while vital experience was lost sight of. In many of the imagined improvements that have been brought in, the mold of man has been placed upon the work. In the Sabbath school, men and women have been accepted as officers and teachers who have not been spiritually minded and have had no live interest in the work committed to their care. But matters can be set in order only through the aid of the Holy Spirit. The same evil has existed for years as now exists in our churches. Formality, pride, and love of display have taken the place of true piety and humble godliness. We might see a different order of things should a number consecrate themselves wholly to God, and then devote their talents to the Sabbath school work, ever advancing in knowledge, and educating themselves so that they would be able to train others as to the best methods to employ in the work. But it is not for the workers to seek for methods by which they can make a display, consuming time in theatrical performances and musical display, for this benefits no one. It does no good to train the children to make speeches for special occasions. They should be won to Christ, and instead of expending time, money, effort to make display, let the whole effort be made to gather sheaves for the harvest. Many seem to have thought that all that was essential in Sabbath school work was to organize the school and drill the scholars so that they would act in harmony with a set of ceremonies and forms, and that if persons could be secured as teachers, the Sabbath school would run itself. Teachers are often secured who cannot lead souls to Christ because they know not what it is to find Him precious to their own souls. But all those who do not value the soul so that they will work as Christ would have them will scatter away from Christ. He that, mark these words, gathereth not with me, scattereth abroad. If teachers have no burden to lead souls to Jesus, they will grow indifferent to the truth, they will become careless, and the atmosphere with which they surround their souls will work to scatter away from Christ. And with such elements in the Sabbath school, there will be perpetual conflicts with difficulties. For when the teachers engage in the work and have no interest in it, the pupils will partake of the same spirit. But although these difficulties exist, will it abolish them to put an end to organization? I am sure that the Lord has wrought in the organization that has been perfected, and the fact that there are discouraging features in the work should not be thought a sufficient reason for disorganization. Much light was given to us in reference to the organization of churches, but the victory was gained at last, and now shall the church be disorganized because of indifference, formality, and pride? Shall we go back to disorder because unconsecrated members of the church have placed upon the church the mold of man and sought to fashion the church to meet a popular standard?